www.hellodearlistenerstv.com.
Hello, dear listeners, and nice to have you back. For this episode, we are talking about renewable raw materials like timber, the very innovative use in products and smart processes, while at the same time observing ESG criteria. As always, we are looking through the lenses of institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Today, I'm very excited to introduce David Walker to you. David has a long history of professional advisory and investment banking experience in forest products, renewable energy, and environmental sectors. Hello, David. Thank you very much for your time. Nice to have you here today.
Hi, Christian. Thank you for taking the time and to meet me. And it's great to be able to be here and join you.
David, you have had over 30 years of experience in the forestry and forest industries. What are some of the key milestones you have seen?
It seems like a long time, Christian. So, but I think, you know, the industry has been really quite interesting to see. It's been interesting to see how people feel, or investors feel, that this is a very traditional industry. But in fact, there's been a lot of innovation, constant innovation, and the industry's been evolving. And really, at the heart of that evolution is this renewable resource. You know, that's the critical element, that growing trees and making sure that those trees are well managed is and managed sustainably is a crucial part at the heart of the forest products industry. There are some examples when I joined the industry in 85. You know, the Nordic industry was essentially around producing, you know, using that large natural resource, and then just producing from that pulp, which is an intermediate raw material, and that was the crucial part. And we would, the Nordic industry would sell that pulp to Central European and global paper makers. But gradually, then the Nordic industry transitioned from just making that raw material to making its own paper and packaging. So then, the next phase of that transition was having an integrated industry, making from the pulp paper and packaging, and the pulp industry moved south, moved to places in the first instance like Portugal and Spain, where still there is a strong pulp industry today. And then to places like Brazil and Chile, to South Africa. And there it was all about making pulp from lower cost raw materials, essentially plantation fibers. The next phase of that transition then for the industry in Europe was really about paper, taking sort of the paper and packaging and adapting to the fact that paper production, particularly paper consumption, was declining. Yeah, we've moved, just like we are here today, onto e-platforms for communication rather than using paper as a means of communication. But of course, conversely, the packaging industry has grown really strongly, and that's been about protection, about product safety, and dealing with the growth in e-commerce. So what's been interesting has been, again, a transition from paper consumption to then much more packaging consumption. But then where we are today, the most interesting transition, I think, is really the evolution from, you know, using a non-renewable resource to using a renewable raw material as the basis for all of our consumption. And, you know, that's largely being driven by our concerns over the environment. It's about people really being much more conscious about what products they're using. And in a way, there is a desire also for people to have a much more sort of a closer emotional connection to the products that they use. And that's where a renewable resource and based industry like forest products is really quite critical. And you know, you see it in all sorts of ways. You see steel and cement being replaced by timber in construction of housing and multi-story structures. You see plastics being replaced by fiber-based solutions in a huge range of areas. And you see petrochemicals being replaced by bio based chemicals and fuels. So that evolution really is and transition is now really the most exciting opportunity I've seen in all of my career in the industry.
That's a great overview. Thank you, David. Actually, you're launching a private equity fund to invest in these opportunities. Please tell us more.
I think we're really excited about the fact that we've launched this private equity fund. We've been working at it for the past sort of 6 to 8 months, really thinking about the targets, thinking about how we would take advantage of those sort of transitions that we just talked about. We're focused on the Nordic region and Central Europe. And we're starting there because really that region is not only a leader in the forest products industry, but it's also a leader in sustainable management and the environment. You know, long before we ever talked about issues like environmental issues, you know, the Nordic forest products industry was really conscious, for example, of how much water it used. It was very focused on renewable energy production, which is something which is critical as we sit here today and look at the challenge of which is going on in Europe with regard to energy. And it was all about making sure that the production process was done with the minimal amount of emissions. So a solid environmental performance was really at the heart of the Nordic industry, and that's what we're really focusing on. There's a huge amount of knowledge and expertise which has been built up in the broader sort of what's called a forest industry cluster. You know, companies have got creative solutions for packaging, you know, how to make better packaging, how to make that packaging more sustainable. I've got great ideas around how to use forest and agricultural waste to make biochemicals, for example. And then companies are using things like lignin, which is a byproduct. It's like the glue which holds a tree together, byproduct of the pulping process. They're using that lignin to make products which have the same strength characteristics and the same moldability characteristics as things like carbon fiber. So your Christian, your next BMW bumper might be made out of lignin by the time we're finished. So it's a very exciting, and there's lots of sort of that innovative new products. So we're looking at opportunities in the Nordic region and in Central Europe. It's going to be about, you know, hard products. But it's also going to be about know-how and helping companies to commercialize their ideas and just speed up the growth. So we're going to invest in a combination of established companies, but also sort of call it more second stage, more mature, sort of more venture-driven opportunities as well. You know, we're talking to also some of the larger industry players, and they often have within their company a small division which maybe is a bit of an orphan, and our idea is to help them, you know, make that perhaps an independent part of the business. We could co-invest. We're looking at co-investment opportunities, and we're trying to help sort of them make even smaller businesses within their bigger business, which sometimes those businesses get lost. We're trying to help them make those companies and grow those companies. It's been really quite exciting as we've started this journey that we've got a really great pipeline of opportunities, we're working on those, and actually it's a happy problem to have. We have at the moment a few too many things to choose from, and so we're going through quite a rigorous process of trying to identify the best companies that exist within that overall pipeline.
Great. But now the interesting thing is, of course, why do you think you will succeed in this space?
Well, luckily, I've always been a believer that success just requires hard work, and so we're working hard to make this all happen. And we're very conscious, of course, of the fact that, you know, if we take in and as we bring in external investors, you know, our fiduciary responsibility is to make this work for them. I think we have an early mover advantage in pursuing investments of this type. There are a lot of sort of ESG funds around and impact funds around, but so far we're feeling that this sort of transition forest products industry area is a new one and an area that a number of funds aren't focused on. So we feel we have a bit of an early mover advantage in all of this. But I think most importantly, you know, I think we've got a great team. You know, the team we've pulled together here is really has what I would sort of say really deep sector expertise that I think is going to help us not only identify the right opportunities, but of course also really critically analyze those opportunities and just ensure that we have the right business plan, the company, our investee companies have got the right business plan. You know, they can generate the returns that our investors are expecting. And we can help them, you know, evolve. You know, a lot of the companies we've spoken to have been really excited perhaps about the opportunity, and this isn't meant to sound, you know, arrogant, I mean, but they have been perhaps excited about the opportunity to work with us because of the deep expertise we have. You know, we've got some of the leading people in Europe in their respective fields, and they're part of either the advisory board, and we have a very active, so it's not a passive advisory board, we have an active advisory board. We've got a great management team with the same level of expertise, and you mentioned, you know, I've been in the industry for 30 years, and I, as I said, I started in 85, so even a bit longer. And my colleagues have actually in the fund have got just about, you know, almost as long experience, and so we bring quite a depth, and we've sort of seen things all over the world from all over the world, and I think that's really important. We bring a range of skills, and you know, I think that's one of the big drivers for, you know, our hopeful success. Of course, we've got a great young team as well, so it's not all about us old guys. And you know, I think we've built this team of younger people who actually have their own experiences. They have startup experience. They have really good investment backgrounds. You know, one has been started his own business and has been a CEO of that business, and so it's trying to bring together a really great team. Also, you know, one crucial part of the fund is we're working with United Bankers from Finland, and they're the UB Funds Management platform, and what's important about that is they not only provide us with a really solid compliance and governance framework that we all want to work in to make sure that investors are comfortable and recognize the integrity of what we're doing. But they also happen to be one of the pioneers in you know, United Bankers is one of the pioneers in the sort of the private equity in forest assets. And today in Finland. So they're one of the largest managers of forest land in Finland, and that expertise is really important. As I said at the beginning, it comes down to this understanding this renewable resource that we're all dealing with, and so they bring obviously a great financial set of skills, compliance, governance set of skills, but also a deep understanding of the industry. So, you know, I think the combination of UB and the team we have, you know, I think that's going to be really important for our success. And we've all known each other for a long time. We've all worked together in different ways. So hopefully we bring a really cohesive set of knowledge and a really strong work ethic to make sure that we generate the returns that the investors who trust us with their capital will find attractive.
In the beginning, I promised the listeners to look through the lenses of an institutional investor. So the next question, why will this fund be relevant for our German, Swiss, and Austrian investors and listeners?
Well, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning, you know, that whole transition, that first phase transition for the Nordic industry was very much integrated with the activities going on in Central Europe. And of course, I mean, those two regions, you know, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and of course the rest of Central Europe are all obviously inextricably linked, and not only economically and politically, but really particularly around this focus on sustainability and environmental consciousness. So there's a strong link between what we're doing in a Nordic industry focused fund and of course some opportunities in Central Europe in the way in which those regions integrate and interact. We've targeted investments also in Central Europe, and remember there's a very, you know, a very strong forest products industry also there, you know, particularly in the timber industry, particularly in the biochemicals industry, which is evolving really rapidly, and the forest industry is really quite an important employer in Central Europe for and an economic contributor to the various countries. We've got, for example, an opportunity right now in Germany that we're looking at, which is about repositioning an existing industrial company and transitioning it into renewable biofuels and bio-based chemicals. So we'll definitely be making this very relevant for Central European, Austrian, Swiss, German investors, because we also want to be doing things, you know, and looking at projects in your natural backyard, and making sure that this fund has a strong commitment to investing in those regions as well. What's interesting, already we've had quite a lot of interest from and investment commitments actually from German and Austrian investors, particularly family offices and companies that have previously been involved in the forest products industry. And we're looking to you know, work with them in the fund and help to, you know, grow and innovate and drive investment in that Central European industry. You know, so it's going to be, I think, quite a strong bridge between the Nordic industry and the innovation and expertise that we've seen evolve there over a long period of time into Central Europe and take advantage of that innovation there. I suppose, you know, lastly, what really is quite important for, you know, particularly, you know, Central European, Austrian, German, Swiss investors, but also of course for all investors, is really, really strict ESG goals and compliance. And so, you know, one of the things that we're being very clear with our investors is that you know, we will adhere to the strongest and of ESG requirements. We're going to measure those ESG goals. We're going to make sure that we use sort of the highest levels of frameworks and analysis to monitor our investments. So we're using both EU and global frameworks to monitor that sustainable, you know, what we're achieving with the investments from a sustainability perspective. And I think that's really crucial. You know, it's the issue with ESG really is making sure that we can achieve measurable outcomes, so that investors can feel very confident that what we're doing is the right thing. And again, it goes back to the heart of what we spoke about at the beginning. You know, the heart of this industry is about a renewable resource, maximizing the value from that renewable resource, but making sure that we're doing that in a really strongly environmentally conscious way. And at the same time, creating new products and reducing our consumption, reducing the consumption of non-renewable products and replacing them with some of the ideas that we're generating here. So I think this is going to be really quite exciting, and hoping that investors will think so too.
That was David Walker, United Bankers Timber and Forestry Product Specialist. David advocates using more renewable raw materials and paying attention to using them as efficiently as possible. Thank you for the very interesting conversation, David.
Pleasure, Christian. Really nice to be here. And again, thank you for having me.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.